Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. Get back in the driving seat of your business. Are you a female business owner or entrepreneur who is feeling out of control? Like you can't shut up the little voice in your head telling you that it's too tough out there. All that you can do is keep your head down to keep grafting and to hope for better days. Like you can't shut out the noise of other people's well-meaning opinions about what you should do in your business. Have you also had a run of bad luck? Stuff going wrong so much that you can't quite believe what's happening? Any one of those things on its own would be tough. Add them all together and you are just not sure how you are going to muster the strength and the self-belief to rise above it. You're scared, you're uncertain, and you're knackered. If this is you, you are in the right place, my friend. Today, I'm going to teach you why this is happening to you and why it is not your fault. And I'm going to share some practical tips on what you can do about it to get yourself back in the driving seat for your business. So who is this episode for? It's for you if you are a woman in business who is wading through treacle right now. You know what you're doing. You've got the reputation, the experience, and for one reason or another, you're struggling. But your thoughts are racing. That little voice in your head is saying you haven't got what it takes. Reality just feels so real right now, and you've kind of had enough of it. You're probably wondering, is it worth it? You didn't set up in business to feel like this. It just feels horrible. And people around you would be shocked to know that you feel like this. Because you can plaster a smile on your face and get up and carry on. If this is you, I want you to know you are not alone. There are reasons you feel like this, and none of them are your fault. In today's conversation, I want to give you some knowledge that will empower you, that will give you the strength and the courage to do battle for your heart's desire and your dreams and for your business like the warrior queen you are. Okay, it's time for some real talk. It's tough out there. I'm not going to insult your intelligence by pretending that all you have to do is close your eyes and manifest new clients or tell you to screw the bills and book a holiday anyway. You would be in your right to chuck a wet fish at me if I were to tell you that. No matter where you are listening to me from, the world is it's a challenging place right now. There's war, there's unrest, there's an interesting political landscape. The economy is tricky, to say the least. There is bad news from clients all around. I get it. And I am not going to pretend it's all rosy or ignore the very real struggles that you are going through. Here is the real talk you need to hear. You choose your hard. That's it. You choose which version of hard you want to buy into. You can either choose the hard of reality, saying everything is tough right now, nobody is spending money, I'm struggling and I'm just going to keep my head down, work my backside off and trust that things will come better eventually. Or you can choose the hard of aligned action. Aligned action is where you choose to trust that the big goals are not only possible, but inevitable. That you are so exceptional that clients, maybe old clients, maybe new clients, will find budget to pay you. That there is success and money to be made, and that you are going to be the one that makes them. There is an inspired idea just waiting for you to be in the receptive frame of mind to claim it. And this is going to be the key to unlocking your next level. Plenty of companies go bust in tough times, but there are also plenty of companies that do well. You get to choose your hard. I'm not saying it's easy. When you have got pages of evidence in front of you that it's tough, all the news and social media is full of doom stories, when all the conversations around you are reinforcing the narrative that it's tough. Of course, only a crazy Pollyanna type would try to buck the trend and believe that she was special and that she would be the exception to all this. But that's exactly what I am inviting you to do. To choose faith over fear, to choose courage over doubt, to choose aligned action over going around and around in ever-decreasing circles. Choose your hard, choose your narrative, and let's get to work. Let me tell you the story of Emily. So Emily owns a data recruitment company where she places technical people in technical data roles. All her clients, seemingly overnight, had a recruitment freeze and her pipeline dried up overnight. She was petrified. You see, her savings and the cash that she had in the business was minimal because she'd learned to rely on her client relationships, the good times. And she believed and she operated as if there would always be more money to make. And at this time, she was tempted to close her business and go and get a job. In fact, she had been headhunted by a competitor to set up a new data division. But in her heart of hearts, she didn't really want to do this. She was understandably scared. She had this little voice that was saying, "That's it. You've had your run. You are not good enough to weather this storm." So we started working together to fix her alignment, to reconnect to who she was at her core, her values, her audacious dream. She started feeling good. She started feeling good about her mission, about her ability, her expertise, and she just sort of settled into her own skin. Counterintuitive as it seemed, she took time off work and went hiking. Now, everything in her was screaming to work harder, but I insisted on this part. Now, out hiking in the woods one day, an idea floated into her mind as if by magic. And the idea was to reach out to a certain client that she hadn't spoken to in years. So she sent a friendly voice note, reaching out, catching up, and she got a call back straight away. "Oh my gosh, Emily, how the devil are you? Can you please, please help me? We have had a chief architect just leave, and the person who was supposed to replace him didn't turn up on day one." So Emily, she pitched for a retainer on the spot. She got it, and she filled that role within a month. And then the revenue started flowing again for her. Now, I'm not saying that this is magic, but I see far too many for these type of coincidences not to believe in magic just a little bit. There is no way Emily would have had that inspired thought if she hadn't been in alignment. And by intentionally shifting her focus from fear to faith, she was able to create space to A, have the idea in the first place, and B, do something about it to take that aligned action that changed everything. So what is really going on? Why do things feel so scary and uncertain at the moment? And why can't you just shake yourself and carry on and rise up? Remember, I said that this is not your fault. This, the experience that you are currently having, is all down to the fault of a sponsoring thought, a sponsoring thought. There will have been a trigger event for you. It might have been bad news from a client. You got a no when you're really counting on a yes. It could be a news story that scared you and made you contract and just feel all scared and nervous and like you don't want to take any brave action. It might have been a worrying conversation with somebody whose opinion you trust. And then this then triggered and this slotted into place and this perfectly lined up with your origin story paradigm. More on this in a second. Your origin story paradigm, this might be something like, nobody makes money in this economy, or it's too hard, or I remember how hard it was in 2008. I don't want to go there again. And then the trigger event and the sponsoring thought, the origin story paradigm, they come together and slowly, slyly, quietly, the sponsoring thought and the origin story paradigm start to gain momentum. You start seeing evidence that backs this thought up everywhere. Things go wrong. You let your good habits slide. You don't make the phone call rather than do the brave but scary thing. Your revenue tails off. Your pipeline dries up and you start to feel awful. This is the downward spiral. I'm sure you recognize it. I've been there before too. So what is the origin story paradigm? It's the key to everything. Because you can only achieve what you believe you are capable of. Let me say that again, because it is so, so important. You can only achieve what you believe you are capable of. And your origin story paradigm, that dictates what you believe you are capable of. At your authentic core, at your essence, this is your source. You are effortlessly joyful, wondrous, blissful, gorgeous, happy, brave, all the lovely things. However, along the way, between the ages of 5 and 7, something happened to activate your origin story paradigm. This is your unconscious lens that shapes your worldview and determines your reality. It's unique to you. And it's this unique origin story paradigm that gets activated when there is a trigger event. It's like you get out of the driving seat of your business and your origin story paradigm takes the wheel. And it doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter how hard you work. It doesn't matter how much you say you hate feeling like this. If deep down you don't believe you're truly capable of it, or deserve to thrive when the world seems stacked against you, guess what? This is exactly what you will experience. If you are listening to this thinking, oh my gosh, this makes a lot of sense, Claire, but what can I do about it? I'm sick of it. Let's get practical. Here's 6 steps for you to take your origin story paradigm out of the driving seat and get back in control of your business. Step one, look at your to-do list for today. Let's do a quick audit. Does it excite you? Does it feel aligned? If you take the actions that you have set for yourself today, will you feel awesome or will you hate every second of it? If it doesn't feel aligned, cross it off. I give you full permission to run your business in a way that feels good. We are too old to show up in a way that feels horrible. Step number two is dreaming time. Let's get back in touch with your big vision. Why are you doing this? What's the impact that you want to have? on your life, your family, your community, the world? What money do you want to make? What freedom, what choices do you want to have with the money that that will give you? Step number three, from this place, go inside. From this state, go inside. Ask yourself the question, how can I show up as the most aligned version of myself today? Step number four, keep moving. Go and do something that feels joyful to you. Go for a run, go for a walk in the woods, yoga, read a book in the sunshine with a cup of tea, stroke your cat. Step number five, look out for the glimmers. The glimmers might be a huge inspiring idea or a tiny speck of inspiration that you would usually ignore. Step number six, if it feels good, go do it. Back yourself. Take the risks. Go do the thing that feels good to you. I know that what I am suggesting is not easy and it might not make sense on paper. It's probably going to feel a little bit weird. But if you are here hanging your head against a brick wall and feeling frustrated and scared, it might be time to try something different that doesn't seem logical, that won't make sense to your accountant, but might just lead to the triumph of faith over fear. Choose your heart. Buy into the reality narrative, the reality, the truth that you can see all around you, or try something new, a step into the unknown that could lead to something beautiful. Good luck, and let me know how you get on. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.